Well, first and foremost, my name's Ali Farn. I'm the manager here in the Malinhead Community Centre, the most northerly community centre in Ireland. And I would like to be able to show you around Malinhead today. It's the most northerly point in Ireland, so it's important when people come that they see more than just the most northerly point. We have a lot of history here. We have a lot of beautiful views, and hopefully we will encourage other people to come as a result of today.
So we have lovely weather today too, so the birds are chirping.
this is sunny Malinhead, for heaven's sake. So today what I would like to show you is the whole loop of Malinhead. So our first stop today will go to Malinwell and show you that. And then we will go around, which is on the Wild Atlantic Way, but we will then do the Inishowen 100 up around Knockamany Bends, which is fantastic views of Trebega Bay and of Ballyliffin. And then we will come right round and do the loop of Malinhead, show you where Star Wars was made, show you where the most northerly point is, tell you the story of our Coast Guard station, their Marconi story, the weather station, where the strongest winds, although you wouldn't think it today, the strongest winds ever recorded in Ireland was recorded. We will be able to show you Innistrahull Island, and then we will be able to show you the local pier, which is the biggest crab fishery in Europe. So we have quite a few things we can show you on our journey today.
Lovely, thank you very much. Looking forward to it.
Right.
So the English language is, if you look at poetry, really, really nice, and especially with the songs.
Yes.
You can really play with different words and pronunciation in order to make it really sound wonderful.
You see, when I went to school, I was the last person in every day and the first person out every evening. School was never high on my agenda. Uh-huh. But my sister would be very... She loves German, she loves French, but German is her favourite, to be fair.
Language is a tool, and you can use it.
Yeah. So where are you staying locally?
Like 2 kilometers away on the hill. I don't know the exact name of the place. It's Bee's Cottage.
Bee's Cottage?
Bee's Cottage. We booked it via booking.com.
Yeah, fair enough.
It's, I think 4 kilometers from the community center.
Ah, right, so you weren't far away. Just trying to cool this car down a bit.
How's the weather normally here? In wintertime, it can be quite harsh, can't it?
Well, we're in the most northerly part of Europe, of Ireland, so we get extreme winds, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we also get fog when it becomes very hot. We get fog, but we have a mild climate. We don't get snow, we don't get frost, and we don't get So we have a lot of good things going for us. This is the radio station. We will be talking about it later on.
How many people are living around here?
There's actually only 400 people living in this area. We used to have 5 pubs. Now we only have 2.
Mm-hmm.
We have still 2 schools. We have a bus that we have 2 buses that take the children to Cairndonna Community School, which used to be the most the biggest school in Ireland. So junior schools or national schools, we have 2, and then they all go to Cairn Community School, which is the secondary school. What else about this area? The biggest employers here is farming.
Mm-hmm.
Sheep and beef, but there's a few people now getting into milk farming.
Mm-hmm.
Fishing, tourism, and we also have Forward Emphasis International, which is a call centre.
Mm-hmm.
And they employ 220 people.
Oh, that's cool.
In this area. This is our post office, one of our local shops, Seaview Tavern, which has got a restaurant, and that is one of the pubs that is left.
Mm-hmm.
And normally you can see Innistrahull Island. Uh-huh. And normally the view is with no fog. Maybe later on it will be better.
Yeah, but at the moment you can see that there is a little bit fog over the sea and you see some islands. It's kind of misty place. You have beaches and a lot of green grass. It's really beautiful. And almost no people here at the moment.
It's quiet. But we only get 8% of the most of the tourists that do the Wild Atlantic Way. Donegal is very, very quiet compared to the other counties. I'm pulling on here so that he can get out there and take that photograph.
That's great. Yeah. Do you have seals here too?
Any amount of seals, our marine life off here. Dolphins, get a lot of dolphins, but we're also famous for basking sharks, this area here, but a lot of seals as well. Years ago, the fishing that was here was salmon fishing during the summer, and then lobster fishing during the... Lobster fishing. But at the moment... crabs and whelks and lobster is the main fishery that's here, okay? Mm-hmm. But we have a lot of marine tourism now too. There's a few boats now that do boat trips. We have Amazing Grace Yachts, which does a charter down onto Malin Head, and a lot of the time they would see the dolphins as well. Then you would have the likes of True North, which is a fast boat out of Kildaff, which takes people to Innistrahull Island, which you just can't see at the moment. And then you have Anishone Boating, who does angling trips and also tourist trips. So, like, if you want to get out in the water, there's plenty of options around here. But also then, there's a lot of local, like, Anishone Adventures does kayaking tours and kayaking trips. And this beach, for instance, that you're looking at here, that's Sandport and Portmore. Both of them are very, very safe beaches. So people have their own kayaks and have their own, you know, stand-up paddle boards, and that's what they would do here.
Mm-hmm. And you can eat the fish in the restaurant down there, down the street?
Seaview Tavern is renowned for their fresh seafood. So you can get the fish from the water, and they'll cook it for you, or they'll cook lobster or crab. Mm-hmm. So... Mm-hmm.
Even if it's windy at the moment, it's still mild and quite warm today, so we're lucky.
This is not windy, trust me. This is mild, you know. Uh-huh. So now we're going to continue on down. We're going to go to Malin Well from here, okay? Which is just up the hill and down the hill, okay?
Okay.
Is Malin Well one of the holy wells? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
But Malin Well, I'll wait and I'll tell you when we get down.
Okay.
It would be years ago when there was no road, when there was very little road infrastructure. Mm-hmm. The road from Carndonagh finished at Malin Well. It didn't go all the way because the importance of this small port, there used to be a monastery at it, there was a church, there was a pub. And it was the main port for boats to go out to Innistrahull Island, which is 5 to 7 miles off, depending who you talk to. So this is the Saddle Rock in front of us, okay? But I like this. This is a very tranquil spot now. It's off the beaten track. It's not suitable for buses or camper vans or, you know... Well, there is a camper van, you know, but it's quiet.
Yeah. And it's all limestone, isn't it? Or limestone? Looks like limestone, or?
It might be. I'm not a great...
That's all right. Another camper van.
There's two camper vans here. And where are they from? That's an English one. And that's a French one.
Okay. That's an old fisherman house here? Or?
No, this is an old church.
Oh, okay. It's a beautiful spot here.
This is peaceful and tranquil, right? I'll take you over here to the message board, right?
Oh, meine Kleinen sind jetzt auch in der Nähe. Ein wunderbarer Platz. Wellen, Strand mit Steinchen, weißen Steinchen und hier eine alte Kirche.
So, we'll do it in front of this.
Yeah, that's fine.
There might be an odd. Well, it says holy place. This is a place of pilgrimage in Malinhead. You can see this is a monastery that would have been, or a church. And you wouldn't believe it, but there used to be a pub. There were several houses in this site.
Oh, wow.
There's a graveyard in this site, dating back to, I think it's the 1500s, right? One of the people that was involved in the church here was a friend of Columba.
Oh, okay.
So there's a fantastic, I'm sure if we read this here, Malinwell is dedicated to St. Murdoch, or Murrah, I'm not sure how you pronounce it, who left his native country, County Donegal, in the middle of the 11th century on a pilgrimage to Rome. Murdoch never made it to Rome. Instead, he settled in Germany, where his skills as a scribe were much more valued. He was also known because he's the first abbot of Rennensburg,
yes,
monastery, and was honoured as a saint after his death in 1088. Mm-hmm. So St. Colum Kim Pitchard left is also associated with this site.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got vast history, okay? As well as the beauty of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
The place that you see that's cordoned off at the moment is known locally as the Wee House. And superstition says that no matter how many people goes into it, there was always room for more. Now, it's a small cave, but we put a full school in there one year.
Uh-huh.
There was about 66 children.
Oh my God.
And there was still room for more. I'll take you up to the statue beside that is the Lady of Inisterhull. She used to be on the island that we can't see because of the fog.
Mm-hmm.
And when the island became, you know, people all left the island, they took that in and they took it to the church. And it lay up in the church for years and it was under a stage and it wasn't used. So the locals took it out, got it done up, and it's there now, looking back out at Inisterhull, which was her original home.
Yeah, but because it's a Mary statue, you go there, or there's a pilgrimage on the 15th of August.
Malinhead is renowned for the 15th of August, and still to this very day, we have sports days on the 15th of August. Before that, we had tourists to this very spot. Tourists meaning a kind of a pilgrimage, a visit. So this spot here on the 15th, and then in that field there, there used to be sports. As well, like bike races and running races, and then in the water they used to have regattas, so they used to have boat races. So 15th of August is Malinhead Day.
Okay.
It still is.
So I will remember that then.
Yeah, it's always Malinhead Day. Now, if you look out at the water here, right, and you, because the tide is in at the moment, the two rocks that you just about see here is known as the Old Man and the Old Woman, and out to
the
first one, I think, is the Old Man, and the next one is the Old Woman.
Okay.
Then out there, there's a pool in the water, or it's a well, and that's hence Malin Well, and it's fresh water, and it's again, according to church and legacies, there would have been a certain
cure from
the holy water, the holy water from the well, but. And years ago in the Catholic Church, they used to come here and bathe in it. So it is very, very important from a history point of view. This rock here, underneath it, there's a cave. And in the cave, there's a what they call a wishing chair. So children love to come here to do the wishing chair, you know.
Okay, so you have to swim, or can you walk?
No, it's when the tide is out, you can just get in. So you can take your children back for later on.
Okay.
But make sure the tide's out, obviously. So, yeah. So do you want to go up to
Jeffrey? Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Do we get all the information from this?
Obviously
we have German connection with this site.
That there's a pilgrimage every year, and
we have a walk to here from the church every May, because May again is the month of Mary. So the Malinwell walk is in May every year, the first Sunday in May. So what else? Well, we'll go up here.
Okay, go up. So, es gibt einen kleinen Weg nach oben. Ist nicht weit, vielleicht 50 Meter. Und dort sieht man dann die Marienstatue, die kleine Höhle und die Kirche. Und hat von da aus auch einen ziemlich schönen Blick aufs Meer.
So this is all the old, you can see the remains of the buildings that would have been here. Mm-hmm. It's hard to believe there was a pub, a shop, and then for people, because people was used to, this is where the lighthouse keepers would have came and stayed before the night before they would have went to Enniskillen Island, mm-hmm. which you can't see at the moment. Okay.
It'll come.
Yeah, you'll come.
That's the magic about islands, isn't it?
Yeah. It changes on the hour.
Yeah.
So this church here dates back,
15th century?
It's a long, long while, you know.
It's a very peaceful spot if the kids are not that loud.
Yeah. So this was where the romance of the thing was. But the roof fell in.
Okay.
Last year, so that's the reason why the council of this here, mm-hmm. to stop people going in. Mm-hmm. But it was a small cave, but no matter how many people you got into it, there was always room for more. Mm-hmm. Okay? And here is our lady. This is the story. The statue of our lady originated in the schoolhouse on Enniskillen Island, 6 miles from the mainland. It was removed to the mainland when the island was vacated in 1927 or 28 to the Star of the Sea Church in Malinhead. So it lay there for years, and then it was restored by the locals, and it's put here. And it's a beautiful spot looking back out at where she originally would have been.
It's a Mary statue. It has a blue coat and a white dress, and she's standing on the earth, and you see a snake underneath her feet.
Good description, you know.
So, but it's a really nice spot. So you have these really shruffy mountain hills in the sea, and you have that misty atmosphere this morning, and you have the church with the grass on the bricks, which is very lovely to see, and the cave nearby. It's a lot of iron that you have here, because it's like a bit rusty, isn't it?
Well, that's like iron ore. The rock is iron ore, but you can see over years. You can see how water has got in, and there's quite a few cracks. So it's just not safe at the moment. Mm-hmm. And nobody wants to take responsibility for sorting it out. Mm-hmm. Typical, it's easier to put barricades up than to...
And it doesn't get destroyed either. So if there's no people in there, it can't destroy it.
It's a matter of health and safety more important. Mm-hmm. And this ground is kept by a few of the locals that's from around here. They cut the grass and just keep it nice and neat. But it's... very, very important spot. So will we go another bit?
Yeah.
Our next stop is going to be I'll take you to, while Malinhead is renowned for plenty of history and things to do and things to see, it's important that you have a place that employs people, right? So I'm going to take you to Forward Emphasis next. Forward Emphasis is a company that employs 240 people, mm-hmm. in Malinhead. It used to be a shirt factory when Fruit of the Loom was here, and they're looking for people all the time, so there might be somebody who might want to come and live in Malinhead and work in Forward Emphasis.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah
thank you.
But you know, it's just to kind of give an overall, this is one of the people, local people live here and work there.
Yeah, that's fine.
Do you know what I mean?
That's awesome. Yeah. So a lot of textiles were done here in all the times, right?
Oh. In the mid-80s, yeah. This area here of Inishowen employed 6,000 people through Fruit of the Loom and other shirt manufacturers. Mm-hmm. And obviously the cost of production in Morocco was a lot cheaper, so Fruit of the Loom emigrated to Morocco and left factories empty. So we were very, very lucky in Malinhead that there was a, you know, a Belfast group who came on board and took over the centre in Malinhead. And now, as I say, they employ 220 people. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them actually are working remotely. You know, because while Malinhead has, you know, is remote, right? It certainly is not on. You know, our internet is fantastic. We have 1,000 meg in our community centre. We have 500 meg of broadband coming into my house.
That's more than we have in Germany.
Exactly. So. But there's a reason for that. The reason that the internet is so good coming to Malinhead is because of Forward Emphasis, which employ 200 odd people. But also, we have our Coast Guard and our weather station, and they need top quality broadband. So the government, that's one thing they've given us, so that's good.
Yeah. And if you want to move to Malinhead, you have good internet and you can also work remotely, which is good.
Yeah. Exactly. So, go another bit.
So you were born in the region here?
I was born and reared in Malinhead all my days. I've worked away for a small amount of time, but most of my life I was born and reared in the most northerly pub in Ireland. It's my family business, or it was my family business. It is now run by my brother. So he runs the most northerly pub in Ireland.
Oh, cool.
He's winner of Bar of the Year a few years ago. It's probably more famous now because Mark Hamill came there after the filming of Star Wars. They've got a Yoda, graffiti Yoda on the wall, but it's been in our family for over 6 generations, so since 1835.
Did Star Wars help with tourism here?
It helped, without a doubt, but the main thing that helps tourism in Malinhead is the Wild Atlantic Way. The Wild Atlantic Way has been the biggest game changer for tourism here. But of course, Star Wars helps, you know, because it was a location for the making of the movie. And of course, you know, people, there is Star Wars fans who come because it's been a location. And if you get a chance while you're here, you should walk to that area as well, because it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And it will tire out the children as well.
That's good.
Exactly.
They have lots of energy.
Yeah. So again, green fields, lots of sheep at this time of year, and we're making hay and silage at the moment, because the weather's good. And beef production is one of the main farming, so I would imagine in Germany you would get a lot of our Irish beef.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is the best in the world, of course.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get them normally in Lidl.
Huh?
You get it at Lidl's.
Yeah, you know, Lidl. Well, is Lidl not a German store?
It's a German store.
But
they kind of mix and match. So yeah. they are almost in every country now.
Yeah, they are.
And I think they just run to produce and put it one store at a time.
Yeah.
So.
Well, in Ireland, like you have Lidl in every large town now in Ireland. And their friends, Aldi. So
they have normally things that you find everywhere.
Yeah.
You have a Lidl, and then you have
Kerrygold butter.
Yes, but we were a few years ago. We were in Kerry and we looked for the cows, but there are almost no cows.
Well, Cork is where the butter comes from, and from Donegal here, you know.
So if you spread our butter in Germany, so we have Donegal butter, or Donegal cows.
Donegal cows producing Irish butter.
Yeah.
Yes. And cheese, Irish cheese, you know.
The cheddar?
Yeah. And, well, around here, the milk goes away to the places to be manufactured into. Now, on your left, coming up, is Forward Emphasis, which I was telling you about.
Mm-hmm.
want to get a photograph of that or not? It's not a touristy thing.
Oh, we can do that if they want to. Sometimes. Okay.
We're blocking, I think.
But they.
This was a factory producing t-shirts, Fruit of the Loom. And in the mid 80s or late 80s, well, maybe early 90s, I'm not 100% sure. Well, these are 20 years here. So around the 2000s, this closed and now it's opened as a call centre. It employs 220 people. Mm. So it is one of the main employers in North Annishone.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Different. So if you get a call from Ireland, it's probably from here.
It could be one. Insurance-based, phone-based. Uh-oh. Like this. So, Mum, yeah? We'll go and do another bit.
Okay.
In the area, and it's actually owned by my cousin now. It was my aunt owned it.
Uh-huh. Marlin Shop.
And it's actually, this is a brother of mine.
Okay.
He works in Forward Emphasis. Best ice cream in Malinhead, if for your children.
So we have to go there later.
You have to go there later on.
We will. Because they're always asking for ice cream.
It's the best ice cream. It's made with real cream, which is a lot of ice cream producers around here. They buy a product that's not real cream, and mm-hmm. Teresa buys the real cream. Nice.
What's your favourite taste? Vanilla?
It's whipped ice cream. It's whipped. Uh-huh. So, white ice cream in a cone. Lovely.
Yummy. And a bit of chocolate on top.
Yeah, or a flake or sauce, which is lovely and messy for the car.
Absolutely. Yeah. This is why you eat something outside.
Yeah. So, we're coming now. We're back on the Wild Atlantic Way, south mm-hmm. at the moment, okay? And this small river that we're going to cross is the Kena River. Years ago, it would have been one of the top salmon rivers in Donegal, but as a result of obviously...
overfishing?
No, over farming.
Okay.
There's too much pollution in the river, and the river would have died out 50 years ago. Now it's starting to replenish. There's trout in it, and sea trout, so it's starting to get more healthy again.
Okay.
If you see up on the top of the hill, you see the round tower
yeah.
or the round dome?
Yeah.
That, again, is one of the reasons why we have top quality
internet.
Because that tower controls all the air traffic control in the North Atlantic. So when your plane leaves Germany heading to America, it's been monitored from that spot. So all the planes going from Europe or vice versa is monitored via that spot there.
It's quite big.
Yeah. But there's nobody works on it. It's all automatic. It's
okay.
Monitored somewhere else, but it's through that spot. And if you want, someday, if you're staying around here, there's a beautiful walk to the top. And at the top, you've got Crahaloch, where there's a lake. As well at the top. The road is very, very good, but it's on private land, but you're allowed to walk it.
Oh, okay.
So if you again, another nice, it'll take you in half an hour or three quarters of an hour to do it up. It'll take you half an hour to come back down, and that's not very nice, is it?
Mm.
But if you have children, it's a great way of, again,
mm-hmm.
tiring them out.
There are also some playgrounds around here.
The nearest playground to here is Kildaff Beach or Ballyliffin Beach, and there's a new playground in Carndonagh near the church. So that will,
also work.
But we have some of the finest beaches. They're mm-hmm. playgrounds at this time of year. This was another of the pubs. This was Doherty's of Ungle, which was one of the five pubs that used to be in Malinhead. It is closed. So are you staying locally to here?
Yeah, I think around the corner somewhere. I can show it to you later.
Ah, yeah.
We just arrived yesterday night.
So you didn't get to see the place?
No. We only have like 11 days of Ireland, and it's only because we take the ferry, which is a nice way to travel.
Yes.
But then we take it a bit longer, so we normally go somewhere and then stay a few days. But
so many days you stayed in Malinhead or around
two days here. Love this it. Time, but maybe next time longer.
Right. Does he want a photograph of that? Welcome to Malinhead.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Welcome to Malinhead. Das war der erste Teil unseres Rundgangs oder unsere Rundfahrt um Malinhead. Dieses Jahr waren wir ja eher im südwestlichen Teil von Irland unterwegs, in Connemara, in Galway. Aber wir wollten noch einen kurzen Abstecher ganz nach oben machen in den nördlichsten Teil oder an den nördlichsten Punkt Irlands, und das ist Malinhead. Und unser Guide Ali Farren von der Malinhead Community hat sich ganz viel Zeit genommen, um uns zu zeigen, wie schön es dort ist. Und ich muss ganz ehrlich zugeben, als wir am Abend davor dort angekommen sind, habe ich mich schon gefragt, was wir hier wollen, am Arsch der Welt. Aber je mehr uns Ali sein Malinhead gezeigt hat, desto spannender und so toller fand ich es. Das ist mir schon mit ganz vielen Orten passiert, nicht nur in Irland, dass man sich schon mit den Plätzen, wo man ist, auseinandersetzen muss. Darum, das ist eigentlich der Hauptgrund, darum machen wir eigentlich unsere Podcasts, um zu zeigen, dass es einfach mehr gibt wie das Been there, done that, also hin, Bilder machen, davon, sondern Plätze, Länder, Gegenden waren eigentlich erst interessant, wenn man sich mit ihnen beschäftigt, wenn man die Leute dort kennenlernt. Und genau das ist das, was wir hier erlebt haben. Das ist auch das, was wir in unseren Workshops vermitteln wollen. Ein Verständnis für das Land, für die Gegend. Um einfach tiefer einzusteigen, um die Leute kennenzulernen. Vielleicht gefällt es dem einen oder anderen ja dann auch so gut, dass er mal wieder hinfährt. Oder vielleicht wandert ihr ja später mal dahin aus. Auf jeden Fall, es war ein ganz toller Trip dieses Mal in Irland. Schade, dass wir nicht mehr Zeit hatten. Wahrscheinlich gehen wir nächstes Jahr etwas länger dahin, weil Ali uns da, glaube ich, ganz arg angefixt hat. Es gibt auch eine sehr aktive Facebook-Gruppe. Ich werde euch das Ganze dann die Links in den Shownotes hinterlegen. Das war's jetzt für diesen Freitag. Ich wünsche dir eine ganz tolle Woche. Chris vom Podcast Erlebnis Irland und
eine Fee.
Bis bald.